This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Harvard economist and two economists from MIT have won the Nobel Prize in Economics for their breakthroughs in improving the lives of the poor. Their novel approach was to apply a method used in medicine to figure out what works in economics. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Obhajit Banerjee says his aha moment came in 1990 when he started to doubt the work of economists in his field, including his own.
Some of it I thought was a little bit hokey, and that made it much more attractive to look for a method that would give me a little more confidence in what we were doing.
That method was randomized control trials. So at MIT, Banerjee and another economist, Esther Duflo, started experimenting. At a press conference at MIT this afternoon, Duflo said they learned a lot about what works in educating poor children.
Every kid can learn, but they cannot learn if they are taught something that is so far away from what they already know that there is no way they can catch up. Unfortunately, there are millions and millions and millions of children who are in school, whose parents are very excited about school, who themselves are very excited about school, and get completely discouraged within days or within weeks because they don't understand what's going on.
In the crowded room, their MIT colleague, Ben Olken, said the methods of Duflo and Banerjee changed the field of economics in developing countries.
The same way that you would do a randomized trial, like a treatment group and a control group, to evaluate whether a medical intervention works, they had the idea that you can do the same thing to understand whether social policy, and in particular policy to help alleviate poverty, whether those programs are effective or not.
One bright spot in the world today, Duflo says, is that the lives of the poor are improving.
The world today is full of somewhat depressing news, especially in the international geopolitical stage. And in the middle of this depressing news, the one hopeful thing there is that the fate of the world's poor has really tremendously improved over the last three decades. People don't tend to realize that. People in the U.S. usually are persuaded that poverty keeps increasing, for example.
But Duflo says that's not true, and part of the reason is that policies have improved, in part because they're now based on evidence of what works. Duflo and Banerjee share the Nobel Prize with Harvard's Michael Kremer. Banerjee and Duflo are married. She's only the second woman to win the economics prize, and at 46, the youngest recipient ever. She says she took the phone call from Sweden early this morning and was told she was sharing the prize with Kremer and Banerjee.
And I said, oh, you want to talk to him?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.